Because often when businesses become successful or have great exits, we tend to believe that the founders had everything figured out from day one. That's never the case. I've worked with enough number of startups to vouch for that. Hello everyone. Welcome to Weekend Musings. In this episode, I'm going to talk about MailChimp's acquisition and thoughts on entrepreneurship. So we all know that Intuit is acquiring MailChimp for $12 billion. And that's a great feat for a company that never took any outside investment. Interestingly, a week ago, I heard an episode of How I Built This Podcast, where Ben Chestnut, the CEO and co-founder of MailChimp, was a guest. Few things about the MailChimp story are simply fascinating, and I've been thinking about them since then. Back in 2001, Ben Chestnut and his co-founder started out as a web design agency called Rocket Science Group to focus on big corporate clients. But they were not great at pitching to big clients. They toiled away for more than 6 years on this web design service. They also tried building an e-greeting business that didn't go anywhere. What eventually became MailChimp was just a side project to start with, which came into being when a bunch of their small business customers asked them to help send email newsletters. In the initial days, the founders thought that if this side project of mailing service could earn them enough money to pay for the lunch every day, they would be happy. Neither of the founders enjoyed sales or dealing with big formal bureaucratic organizations. The only companies they could relate to were small businesses, and they always asked for email marketing. With MailChimp, they found that working for small businesses gave them the freedom to be more creative. So in 2007, the founders decided to shutter the web design agency and focus exclusively on MailChimp. The fortunes of the company started to change once they started focusing on the small businesses and started a freemium model. They had never up till that point tried a free trial for MailChimp, and it was only offered as an agreeable compromise because they couldn't technically solve for the original intended plan of two separate products, a free one to collect the email IDs and a paid one to send emails out. In terms of marketing, they really tried all the new stuff like sponsoring podcasts and cool merchandise giveaways on Twitter, mostly relying on these innovative mediums that were still in the early days, out of budgetary constraints more than out of choice. Surprisingly though, few of those things became hugely viral, like giving away cute knit hats for dogs and cats and a podcast ad where their name was mispronounced. By the way, the cool name MailChimp was inspired by all these cautionary tales that Ben's parents told him of a pet monkey they had when they were in Thailand and how one should never ever have a monkey as a pet. Though rather than being discouraged, Ben was fascinated by them and hence the name and the chimp logo. In fact, there's an incident where after an all-hands meeting that went terribly wrong, where Ben told openly to his employees that he has no strategy in place, a young employee politely advised Ben that he could use some leadership training. Ben took that advice very seriously and actually enrolled for a leadership training program, a program that brought him a lot of clarity on what really matters. Once the founders realized the potential of small businesses, they were unwavering in their focus to understand their needs and add value to them and help them to grow. Constantly striving to reinforce to these small businesses that we got you because we get you. And long before entrepreneurship was cool, MailChimp made itself crucial to the ecosystem of new and emerging businesses. Today, MailChimp has evolved into an all-in-one marketing platform for small businesses. The company is driven by their mission to empower millions of customers around the world to start their businesses and grow with smart marketing technology. No wonder MailChimp made around $800 million in revenue last year. Impressive, isn't it? Given that the company spent its first several years trying to not go out of business. It took Ben and his team almost a decade before they could feel like things were really looking good. So as you see, MailChimp's relentless focus on small businesses made it into a $12 billion giant. So why do I like MailChimp's story so much? Because often when businesses become successful or have great exits, we tend to believe that the founders had everything figured out from day one. That's never the case. I've worked with enough number of startups to vouch for that. MailChimp's journey is a proof of that. You will always get few things right. and maybe many things wrong. That is absolutely fine. What MailChimp's journey highlights is that there's no single formula for entrepreneurial success. It is a constant process of learning and unlearning. It takes various elements like trials, errors, passion, grit, humility, empathy, pivots, luck, and sometimes even happy accidents to nurture and grow a business. You don't need to have all the answers, and more importantly, you don't have to get everything right every time. You just need to keep building. Thank you so much for listening, and please subscribe to my podcast if you like this episode.